That's okay with like slight cussing in this.
Sorry.
Okay, so can I have your full name?
Lisa Maria Bosa.
You know, my cat's name is Marie.
Yeah.
I see it right there. It's all good. Can I have your date of birth?
October 27th, 1995.
We have so many similarities. It's my anniversary. And your place of birth?
Romania.
Name of spouse and or partner? No.
Single. Well, not married.
Going to skip over a number of children.
Please do.
And children's names. Okay, can I have your dad's name?
Christian.
And his birthplace is also...
Romania.
Sorry, it's completely...
Yeah, don't worry.
And his occupation?
Pastor.
And your mother's name?
Monica. Romania. Foundation manager.
I'm in college, I swear. Do you know any other languages besides English?
And Romanian?
I don't know.
Romanian and Japanese.
Ooh, that's fancy. Awesome.
Just a bit.
And I think the rest of these are yours. Okay. So, I'm probably not talking loud enough.
Checked.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm going to do the introduction thingy now. So, this is Herman Bryan, Christina Reed, Daylene Green. Interviewing Lisa Bosef. I'm really not good with names. I'm really sorry. We are doing this interview for Dr. Youngblood's class, Comp 2, to learn more about Miss Lisa. So, again, this awkward thing. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I was born and raised in Romania. I'm bilingual. I speak beginner level Japanese. I like to draw, to read, and I don't like people in general, so this is awkward for me too.
Thank goodness. at least all three of us. I don't know about Dan. We're all on the same page here. What kind of books do you like?
Well, I'm studying to become a criminal profiler, so... Books normal people don't usually read about, you know, like crime scene and how to analyze it and killers and
the books we read. We actually have a book about serial killers. So,
sweet.
Yeah. Sorry, she said to try to get on the same level. Okay. So. What made you decide to come to TCC?
Well, I always wanted to come to America, and I got like a few scholarships at another college, but it wasn't a full scholarship, so it wasn't enough. So my friend told me, you know, hey, just come live with us. You know, you don't have to pay the rent, the food. Just come live with us, and you only have to pay for college. So it's a lot cheaper, and... It was kind of a coincidence. I just landed here. I tell people I went out for a walk one day and I just got lost and ended up here.
That's actually really nice of your friend. Not many people would do that. They'd put you up in their home. And
it's she's my mom's best friend. They've been friends for years. So. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry.
I'm not prepared for this at all. Do you like TCC?
Yeah, Yeah.
It's okay, you don't have to.
I mean, it's kind of a small college. You don't really get to meet too many people because you don't sit on campus.
All right. That looks fine.
This is actually to remind me to come here. Yeah, and it's just like campuses are so far away from each other, so it's really hard to meet people. So, no, not really.
What's it like living in Tulsa or the Tulsa area? Like,
I don't have a license. I don't have a car. I ride the bus. If you've ever ridden the bus, you know there's weird, weird people on the bus. So you don't really want to do it alone. So I can't walk anywhere. I only ride the bus. It's really hard to make friends. It's really silent. I come from a European capital, you know, lots of people, lots of noise, you know. Saturday night, you have a million places to go to, and here it's like, let's go read a book together. It's kind of boring. But I like it. It's good to study here.
Do you have any pets at home at all? Or?
A dog.
And what's his name like?
Vic. He's old. He's deaf. He has no more teeth. He barely walks. And I met him only 6 months ago. Because he belongs to the people I live with. So, I kind of met him when he was old. I don't really know him that well.
What was it like growing up in Romania? Like,
it was different than here. Everything's smaller. From food size, to cars, to sometimes people, no offense. So everything's smaller. Everything's more crowded. You know, like here you can actually see the skies and the lands and the dogs and the people, you know. Back home you get on the bus, get to school, get off the bus. It's kind of, you don't really take time to appreciate anything. Here you can just take like a half an hour walk and you appreciate everything. It's beautiful.
Do you wish at all that you could have grown up somewhere else besides Romania?
I love my country. And growing up in like a poor country, it's not really poor, but not as rich as America, I think I can appreciate what I have here more. So, no, not really.
So, are you going back after the semester? Are you staying here to, like, finish out, or...?
I'm going back for the summer, and I'm coming back for the next few years.
And you said your major was criminal. And, that question's gone. You want to talk about some of the food differences? Like, not just, like, the portion sizes, but, like, you know, like, the cooking ways there, because I know there's a very distinct cooking style here.
Well, no offense, but your bread sucks. I mean, I do not like American bread. It's, we have good bread. But, I don't know, a lot of fried food here. It's good, don't get me wrong. I love it. I love corn dogs, I love... cheese wontons. We don't have them back home. So I love it, but it's a bit too much, and it's kind of hard. And like the first 2 weeks after every meal, I was sick. Yeah. I'm a bit too much oil. I don't know. There's something different in the food.
Yeah, like Southerners, we generally use quite a bit more oil in everything we do. I think we constitute it for love.
Probably.
We don't have love, we have oil. It's a great thing.
Isn't that the irony of Oklahoma?
Yeah.
You use oil a lot, you kind of abuse.
Yeah, we use and abuse oil. We're ruining the country. So, this might take a little. What do you think about, like, Trump and how he's taken over? So, you can say whatever you want. And you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
No, I really don't know what to say about this. I mean, no. Explain, please.
It's all good. What do people in Romania generally find, like, more disrespectful that, like, we don't really see, is it? Like, are there any customs that really just battle each other in your mind?
Well, I like, pointing at people, apparently it's a thing here. Like, yeah, that dude right there, you know, I'm like, you can't do that. That's not you're not a problem with that. And you gotta take your shoes off when you go in someone else's house back home. Here, no. Here, I had people just get in my bed with their shoes on. I think that's, unsanitary. But I'm European, you know, we do that. So, yeah, pointing. Oh, yeah, being loud. Like, because you guys have a lot of space, you know, between houses, between buildings and whatever, you can be loud, you know, you can just yell, you know, like, hey, mom, bring me the backpack, you know. Back home we live, and, like, it's kind of crowded, so you gotta be silent because your neighbor might hear you, and you don't want to do that. So, yeah, that's about it.
I swear we have more questions. What are your plans, whenever you go back home, what are your plans for the summer?
Party. I want to party. It's so quiet here. I just want to go out. And I'm an introvert, don't get me wrong. I usually hate people. But after being, you know, after being in a house alone for 9 months, just studying, not doing anything, but going out, I want to party.
I can understand that. Yeah. I live actually 15 minutes away from any town, so it's like, this is like a hustle and bustle for me. Do you have any interesting study habits at all? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I know some people, like, they have a TV show on, music, some people walk around.
It depends on the class. I listen to classical music, it helps me a lot. But, I highlight. Like, my wall is full of sticky notes and a big planner, you know, and just, I'm really organized. Everything has to be highlighted. Different colors, different shapes for different meanings. And so, yeah, I can say that I'm really organized.
Just a little off topic. What's your favorite movie, like, if you have one? Or TV show?
Movie, I think it's Good Will Hunting. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I don't think I have, but I know people who have.
Have you seen it?
Is that where they break out of prison?
No, it's about this dude. It's with Robin Williams, which I love, everyone loved. It's about this dude that was a genius, but he was basically homeless, he was an orphan, and yeah. Robin Williams was a psychologist, and he reaches out to him. It's interesting.
What kind of classes are you thinking about taking for next semester?
I don't know. I'm thinking of changing my major, so I have no idea. I'm still... Thank you for reminding me. I really appreciate that. No, but I have no idea. I really don't.
You said you were thinking about changing your major. Like, what are you thinking about changing it to? Like,
applied sociology, which is basically more appropriate for becoming a criminal profiler, because I can actually transfer with this major, so I don't know.
And, like, as with being a criminal profiler, like, Where are you planning on, like, working with that?
Well, I'm planning on getting an internship with the FBI, which is hopefully the best thing I can get into. So, if I do that, maybe eventually I'll actually have a chance of getting a job as a criminal profiler.
It's actually really, like, it's kind of funny. In high school, that was my plan. And then I changed it, and I changed it again. I'm not good at sticking to things.
What did you change?
I think right now I'm going to go business, and I'm going to write. Mm-hmm. That's mainly what I want to do. So, and I changed it from being a forensic pathologist. Wow. And before that, I was going to be a profiler. Just
there was also a baker in there somewhere.
Somewhere I was going to be a baker. Like, it's...
You want to be a baker?
No. I'm going to be a veterinarian.
A lawyer. Wow, look at you. That's interesting.
I swear, we are, like,
don't worry.
Sorry. I have more on my phone from Danny. Okay. What does your average day consist of?
Waking up, going to school, going to class, trying to look for change around my pockets or wallet to get something to eat, because I'm broke. going home, taking a nap, homework, shower, and then sleep.
Just add one. What's, like, one of your favorite things to eat here? I'm assuming not the bread.
No. Corn dogs. Corn dogs and a lot of candy, but yeah.
Are we talking like a fair corn dog?
Like fair, like the
okay.
huge
yes.
guy.
Oh my
god. I watched them in movies, you know, and I always wanted one, but we never had one on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing I ate here was a huge corn dog, and I loved it.
Do you go to the fair a lot?
I went to a baseball game.
Oh.
Yeah. It was interesting.
You said you're an introvert, but do you have any friends that you've made over here at all? And
one friend.
One friend?
Yeah. So, actually, he's my boyfriend, and we met on the bus.
You want to tell us some more about this?
About what?
Please elaborate.
About how we met on the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This could actually help you. Because I was talking on the phone in Romanian one day, and he heard me. He wanted to talk to me, but then I talk a lot on the phone, so I got off the bus still talking on the phone, and then he was like, well, I'm never going to see her again. And then about 3 weeks later, I got back on the bus, he saw me, and he slid in front of me, and he's like, look, I'm not trying to be weird, I'm not trying to hit on you or anything, but I heard you speak a weird language a few weeks ago. What is it? I'm like, Romanian. And we just started talking, and we ended up here.
How long have you guys been dating?
6 months.
What is his name?
CJ.
Sorry, I like stories.
You like
people me.
Are you engaged in a relationship?
In a relationship, yes. He's in the Marines, so he's in Florida right now.
He's a Marine too. Sweet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has he been? Is he active duty or?
He got out in 2009, but he went to Iraq, so mm-hmm. He loves hockey.
They all do.
They all do, yeah.
They really do.
Sorry. No, it's fine, trust me. I have to open this back up. I'm running out of ideas. How did you come across the opportunity to be an international student? Like, did somebody, where'd you get, the information about it, or somebody like just kind of stalk you and come talk to you about it?
Like, well, education in Romania, like higher education sucks. Like, you don't want to do it because it's basically a joke, and there's no like criminal justice, or you can't, like, there's no way you can actually get a good paying job, you know, from if you study back home. So I wanted to go to England, but I didn't like it. And then my friend was like, come here, come here. So I just came.
And are you an only child, or do you have siblings?
I have an older brother.
Yeah. What's that relationship like? If you're okay with talking about
it. We're good friends. Yeah. He's back home, though, so we barely talk. It's like an 8-hour time difference between Romania and here. So if I call him, you know, this evening, it's about 3 a.m. back there. So, yeah, but no, we're really good friends.
Just like here, I know, like, personally, like, I have an older brother. And how much older is your brother than you?
2.5 years.
My brother's 4 years older than me, and we fight constantly. Like, I'm pretty sure if we could, we would end up killing each other.
Did you fight as kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, it's a sibling thing. You can't change it.
Like, even as adults.
No distance?
Very, very much so. But yet he's at our house every day.
Maybe that's why, because he doesn't live with us anymore, so, mm-hmm. You know, we have a distance.
Is this the first college you've ever gone to?
Yes. So, yeah. That's about it.
What classes are you taking right now? I don't know if I've asked that yet.
Okay. Math, intro to criminal justice, public speaking, comp 1, and... What am I forgetting? Oh, and academic strategies. It's a lot.
Yeah. Is it like 5?
Yeah.
Classes?
Yeah.
It's quite a workload.
Last semester I took 6. It was awful. Yeah.
What religion do you guys practice back home? Like, what's your father pastor of? Like,
Nazarene church. But, like, Romania is mainly Orthodox. And it's kind of hypocritical. It's like, the priests are extremely rich, and they ask people for money, and gullible old people give them money. You know, so people back home are like, no, see? Christians are hypocrites. But yeah, we're different. We're a small church, you know. We don't ask for money. We don't live in huge houses and stuff like that.
My grandfather, he was actually a pastor. He had a traveling tent that he went around the country with, so.
What?
Yeah. I didn't ever get to see it. He retired, I think, long before I was born. My father was also a preacher, and just. But he retired.
Do you go to church?
Sometimes. I'm generally pretty... No, I don't. I used to. But now, trying to get me out of bed...
You just don't feel it.
Yeah. Like, if I don't have somewhere I have to be, like school, I'm not getting up before 3 p.m.
Wow.
I stay up all night. So. We generally go to bed around 4.
What?
Even when we have school the next day.
There's a we. Are you sisters?
Oh, hello. We're engaged.
You. Oh, they're so cute.
We're not really welcome in any churches.
Oh, it's you'd be surprised. People, I don't know. I notice people aren't as judgmental as they used to be, even in churches.
We live in a really small town. Very religious parents.
Yeah.
Very.
That explains a lot. Do they accept
is? My parents. Well, my mom. My dad doesn't know. But my dad lives in Ohio, so. Or my, Idaho.
My mom hates us. But we live with her.
Wow.
And she just found out a couple of weeks ago. You've been living there for a year. My dad still doesn't know. And if I have anything to say about it, he won't. That turned on a weird turn.
You kind of have, like, the... I don't know. Like, I notice people, especially girls that live together, tend to look alike. That's why I ask. Like, you have the same hair. You kind of... I don't know.
You guys are dating yourselves.
Yeah, basically.
You're about to...
In the same kind of glasses, you know.
We don't know anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of when we move out and we get the money. Like, we have the day, but not the year. Like, getting married on our anniversary, so we have to remember one day.
Is that legal in Oklahoma?
To get married?
Yeah, like...
For now, it is.
No, it's legal.
It's
for
legal.
Now.
For now.
Wait, you said illegal, right?
It's legal for now.
Mm-hmm.
But that might change.
Well, it's legal.
In fall, so you can run away to Canada.
They mentioned that.
Get free health care.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, brings me to another question. What kind of, like, stuff do you have in Romania, like, the, like, with the government, like, free health? Do you have health care at all, or?
It's free, yeah, but we have a joke back home. It's like, if you get sick, don't go to the hospital because you might get infected of two different things. It's free, though, you know? Like, if it's a minor surgery, then yeah, it's okay, you know? Like, I had an appendectomy and they basically saved my life. But if it's something big, then don't do it back home. Like, don't, because, I mean, yeah, it'll save your life, but, I mean, I was sick one time, I had asthma, and they put me in a room where there was mold on the walls. So I'm like, thank you, you could have killed me. So yeah, it kind of sucks.
I mean, ours may be expensive, but at least there's not really mold on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that affected you here at all? Like, the fact that it's not paid for?
I had a few different pains, and my friend was like, we'll take you to the doctor. I'm like, look, I'll be home in 4 months. You know, if it doesn't kill me, don't pay for it. That is my... Honestly, because I don't have $4,000 to pay for just a minor thing.
You know, like, let's pay for the college education and
yeah.
Just, like, hope you don't die.
Let's not die.
Daylan, do you have any questions?
My follow-up questions. Okay, why do you want to be a criminal profiler?
I think analyzing people is an amazing thing to do. It's basically, I don't know, I see it as magic. It sounds weird, you know. But it's basically, you look at a person, you kind of see how that person is feeling. You don't know why, though. But based on how the person is feeling, you might assume what the person is going to do. And it's an art behind it. So, you know, like you, for example, you're really nervous and you're fidgeting. And see... So am I, because, you know, yeah, I just love it, and help, so saving lives while doing it, yeah.
Very cool. So do you watch a lot of, like, Criminal Minds and
no.
Things like that? No?
Can we cast in this?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they're bullshit. I mean, you know... I don't believe in the whole thing, you know, you look at on a camera, like a footage, you know, enhance. Oh, here's his, like, number, here's the person's identity. Like, it's really far-fetched, you know, it's a lot harder. I read books, though, a lot of books, so, yeah.
What is your, did we ask your favorite book?
No, I don't think we did, just the genre.
God, my favorite book. No, you gotta give me, like, a top... five or something.
Okay.
That'll work.
Then your top five.
Whoa.
You can even go top 10 if you want to.
Count of Monte Cristo. I don't remember what that one's called. I think it's called Analyzing Emotions and Feelings. It's a really good book. Okay, let me think. The Shining, Dr. Sleep, and Redeeming Love. Yeah.
Pretty good. Is this the only TCC campus you go to?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. I don't have a car, so it's really hard to get in.
Yeah. How long have you been here at TCC? Like
7 months now.
7 months? Yeah. So a semester or something?
Yeah. No, you're, oh, this is my second semester.
Yeah. So with everything you get here, are you going to have to transfer to a different college or university?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm thinking OSU, because they have a really good program, and I think they have an internship, which would be really good for me, but yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get your degree?
Oh my god, my visa expires 2 years from now, so I'm hoping either I get my, I don't think I'll get my degree by then, but I'll have to enroll in college, see what I'm doing with my visa, and then see if I can still go, and being international is hard.
Is that the most difficult thing you find being in? What's the most difficult thing being an international student?
I don't know. Like, I'm bilingual, so I don't have problems speaking in English.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hardest thing is, like, my boyfriend makes fun of me. He's like, did you forget to English again? I just forget to speak English, you know? Like, especially if I talk a lot, I'll talk in English, and then, you know, there's one word in Romanian, and it just slips, and I don't realize it. And I'm like, oh, shoot, that's Romanian. I'm sorry, let me explain what I just said to you. So I think that's the hardest thing, not being able to actually speak my language.
Do you sometimes try and teach your boyfriend some Romanian?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually have, like, codes. And so whenever I want to tell him something and I don't want anyone else to understand, I just tell him Romanian. And he gets it.
Okay, back to that bread comment you made earlier. Have you ever been to Olive Garden and have their breadsticks?
No.
I would recommend that.
Okay.
Yeah, Red Lobster's cheddar biscuits are really good.
I've never been to
Red
Lobster.
We went on Valentine's Day. We actually almost got alcohol, and we're only 18.
Mm. How old are you?
We're 18.
I'm 19.
She's 19.
You're 18. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's cute. I'm sorry, I had to tease you. I just turned 21, and the people I stay with have a 19-year-old, and so I'm like, I'm going to go get a beer. And like, I want one. I'm like, too bad.
Is the drinking age different in Romania?
18.
18.
I have to become an international student myself.
Theoretically, it's 18. Practically, if you don't actually go to a pub, it can be around 14, 15. Like, you can just buy beer at 14 and they won't ask you for anything.
I feel like here, you can sometimes get away at a younger age.
I can't.
Get to your places.
I can't. No one believes me.
I've never gotten away with it.
My brother's been buying alcohol since he was 18.
Where's your brother go?
Can we have crap. We will continue that line of conversation later.
Let's see. Do you guys have any, kind of tradition type things? Like here, if there's a funeral and there's, like, the car lines, typically we pull over. Do you guys do things like that back in Romania?
We're a traditional country. We have a shitload of traditions. I'm not kidding you. Like, around Christmas, we have people dressed up in bears or sheep, and I don't know where this comes from. And They're really colorful, and they have these banging things, and they just walk around town just banging and making noise, you know, and dancing around. And because we live, like, this is a weird tradition that you don't know unless you live in Bucharest. Like, we have big buildings, like apartment buildings, and so they basically wait for you to give them some food or money. Well, because people are too lazy to actually go downstairs and give them some. You see people from, like, the 4th, 5th, 7th floor just throwing food out the window for them. You know? Like, here, have an orange. Here, have some money, you know. It's weird. Yeah. Kissing, like, the Orthodox Church, you gotta kiss, they bring, like, the bones of dead people presumed to be saints. And they put them, like, in, like, this glass thing. And old people, I mean, they actually wait in line for 6, 8, 10 hours to kiss those because they think they're blessed and it'll give them superpowers, I don't know. So, yeah.
Do they kiss the bones or, like, the glass?
They kiss the glass, but it's disgusting because...
Everybody's kissing it,
you know, and you're like, you're kissing the same thing that's been kissed by 15,000 people before you. It's absolutely disgusting.
Do you guys have superstitions? Like here, like a black cat, bad luck, umbrella opened inside, like an owl represents death.
You can't sweep someone's feet over something. Like, if you're sweeping... You can't sweep over their feet because they're never going to get married. I have no idea where that comes from. That's about the only one I know.
I think actually my mom told me that one too. Like,
oh, so it's not... Okay.
I think it's pretty... do you have any like urban legends or anything from your hometown at all?
We have one, yeah. Like, on March 1st, we have these... little trinkets, you buy them for like, I don't know, 50 cents. And guys buy them for girls. And they have like a string and it's like red and white. And you usually put them, you usually hang them, you know. And apparently there's like a story behind it of a girl and something about blood that got mixed with water. And yeah. We have a lot of... We're a really traditional one. Yeah.
It's like, we have a ghost story about the road that I live on. Apparently there's this, like, trench coat man with red eyes, and if you're driving at, like, a certain time of night, you'll see him crossing the road. I think if you hit him, like, your car breaks down or something. I've never seen him, but... not to believe he's there.
Maybe one day.
Where is this?
Prue. Mm-hmm. New Prue, yeah. It's middle of nowhere. Horrible, surrounded by crack addicts.
Yeah, there's one, I don't know, it's somewhere between Kellyville and somewhere else, and it's some old bridge.
Crybaby Bridge?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can like see the red light and then something.
Like you can hear babies crying, can't you?
Something like that, yes.
Well, I imagine that if you're in crack, you probably do see it. True.
True. When you said you're going back home to party, what do your parties consist of?
My parties or Romanian parties in general?
The parties you want to go back to party to?
I don't know. I want to go back to concerts. You know, I want concerts. I need good music, like none of this millennial crap, even though my music is millennial too.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've been to some pretty good concerts in my days.
What have you been to?
I don't know what kind of music you listen to, but I've been to Linkin Park. I've been to rap, obviously. yeah. I don't know, drum and bass, some. I really like it, but, yeah.
What's your favorite Romanian artist? And then what's your favorite, like, U.S. known artist?
I don't know, Romanian artist. American is a rapper you've probably never heard of. So there's no point in me telling me about you.
Come on, educate us. Do some research.
Vinny Paz. He's a dude that basically talks about global problems in today's society, you know, and it's none of that. Just the same kind of, the same rhythm, the same lyrics kind of crap, you know. So, yeah.
Are you a Beyonce fan? Are you just Beyonce?
No.
Not even a little
no.
bit?
No.
Not even a little.
No.
Everybody is looking away right now.
Do you like Beyonce?
I like older Beyonce. Like Halo, older stuff. Like right out of Destiny's Child. Anyways.
You know what I'm talking about, Beyonce. Myself, but
you what?
I'm more of a rock person myself, but I love me some Beyonce. I control the music, so.
I went to Linkin Park. That was my first concert.
Was that here?
No, it was back home.
What's your favorite song by them?
Oh my god, you can't ask me that.
The top five.
I mean, I listened to them when I was like 16, mm-hmm. you know, and I love them. And then a friend told me, oh yeah, they're coming here in like 2 weeks. I'm like, oh my god, I flipped and I loved it. I haven't listened to them in a while, but it was amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so you said you're wanting to go into the FBI and all that good stuff. Do you think once you get your degree and things like that, you're gonna live in America? And
I
where?
Think so. I was thinking Colorado.
Colorado.
420.
That's actually one of my main reasons. No, it's not.
It's okay.
But like apparently there's a big crime rate there, so it's good for the business. Yeah.
What's your favorite class you've taken here so far?
Introduction to Sociology. The dude was amazing. I mean, just the way he taught. I mean, I loved it. And it was like an 8-week class. I just loved it.
It sounds like my intro to psych class. I think he took everything back to sex, drugs, and politics. It was great. And I got to basically just berate this guy behind me. And it was the best 16 weeks of my life.
No, but like, the professor was a sex ed professor. So it was really funny because, you know, once in a while he'd make a sex analogy. I'm like, oh god, you can't compare this socioeconomic problems. You know, you can't do that. But he did.
But yet you can.
But yet you can. You know, he found a way to do it.
So, I don't know, that's pretty much all I have.
I just had some. Oh, you said it earlier you listen to classical music
mm-hmm.
whenever you study. Like, who's your favorite composer?
You've probably never heard of him. His name is Ludovico Einaudi. He's an Italian composer and pianist. He's amazing. I mean, he's just amazing. You know, he has no lyrics, but yet you feel him to the core.
We were in a band in high school, so we played quite a bit of classical music at times. So.
Wow.
Have you ever played an instrument at all?
No, that's not my thing. I draw.
What's your favorite thing to draw? Like, do you have a favorite thing, or like, what do you
or draw? Or like favorite mostly? Materials to use?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
we yeah.
Can.
I recording. I know you were gonna ask me about this, but I want to brag.
Yeah.
We're totally gonna be bragging.
Like, okay. So, this is why I like portraits in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm kind of. Yeah, portraits.
It's amazing.
But then I do stuff like, you know, just random crap.
So, when you're in class, do you doodle a lot?
Oh, yeah, especially if the class is boring,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't have to pay attention. I took Western Medieval Civilizations last semester. Never again. Never again. But so I have to draw to stay sane.
Do you take any art classes? Just for fun? No.
No, I just do it too. I love it. You know, it's kind of once in a while I have to do it.
Yeah. So do you find like a lot of other international? Are you in any like international program, like for other?
Oh
no.
I kind of
people.
I kind of vamp, but I don't go to it because I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like there was a thing last Friday. I had class on Friday, and it was at maybe 10 in the morning. And I was like, I'm going, you know. Friday morning came, I'm not going. So I didn't go. I mean, if I have my free time, you know, I want to do whatever I want to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably know.
So on your weekends, do you ever explore Tulsa even a little bit? Is there like a really cool spot you've been to?
I mean, my boyfriend and I just walk a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we have a park where we go to, and we don't even know the names of places. We're like, okay, let's go to that place. What place? Well, you know, that place where we went to that time.
Mm-hmm.
Not then. The time we went after that place, you know. So it's, I kind of know downtown. I get lost, though, because I'm like, oh, I know that building. How do I get there, though? You know, I have no sense of direction.
Speaking of downtown, in Romania, do you guys have one-way streets? Do you guys drive on the left side? Anything like that?
No. Yeah. Right side, yeah, we do have one-way streets. But
hate them. Such an inconvenience.
We actually one time turned down the wrong way of a one-way
in downtown Tulsa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Just a bunch of people were watching me, like, making U-turns, and I think I went in a solid circle at one point.
And then, like, when we got it all figured out, there was a cop that had been watching us the entire time.
You're gonna mess with me, though.
Yeah, no. We do. But, like, there's a one-way street right behind my building back home. And because the sign was torn down, we never knew it was a one-way street. And we've been living there for maybe 16 years. We never knew it was a one-way street. Until a cop pulled my dad over and was like, you can't do this. Sorry, I didn't know. I'm like, where were you for 16 years?
Back in Romania, do they really enforce things like wearing your seatbelt and all that like they do here?
Well, click it or ticket.
Yeah.
For my first ticket that way.
Really?
Yeah, first and only ticket.
Wow.
And I speed every day.
No, they do want you to have it on, you know. But you can kind of get away with it, you know. You can talk your way out of it. But, like, okay, for example, last summer, my brother and I were graffiti painting, which is illegal. No, it's not. But,
it was on a cardboard box.
Yeah, it was just cardboard boxes, and the cops came. Someone called the cops. We ran. No, we didn't. But, you know, they just gave us, like, a fine, and that was it, you know.
How much was your fine?
Maybe, like, what, $60 or something?
Huh?
Dr. Youngblood keeps on walking by.
Like here, our minimum wage is $7.25. What is your guys' minimum
wage? I have no idea. I really have no idea. I've never actually had a restaurant job or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked as babysitter. I usually work people I knew. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there supposed to be one after us?
I have no idea.
She keeps on looking by. She's like pacing past the
window. Is she looking at us?
Yes, yeah. I make awkward eye contact every time. Do you guys, like, do you have a class after this?
Nope.
Do you?
Have a class at all? No, I just have work.
Like, what time does your job start?
pretty much whenever I get there.
Okay. Do you guys want to, like not really interview, but want to go to a coffee shop that's, like, around, right, over there? Like we can buy your coffee if you want. Sorry, Daily. Oh. You have a job.
Yeah, where's the coffee shop?
It's, like, that way, and then just, like, it's, like, that general direction.
Is it in the DCC building? Or
no.
Okay.
It's, like, talking about foolish things.
Yeah, I think that's a coffee shop. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Anything else?
We parked in the parking lot.
Think we should know for our analyze of your information?
I'm good. If you have any more questions, just let me know.
I'm trying to think.
Do you have to write all this down, or do you just have to?
Just got to record it. I just have to hope it's catching everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to be wearing headphones, but I couldn't figure out how to make it to where I could hear everything, so
we're just kind of winging it.
Yeah. So are you going back to Romania, like, right after finals and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm out.
The next day?
No, but, like, I think
school... Turn in your paper, get on the plane.
Yeah. Out. And I'm done, you know, peace out. No, but, I mean, I'm leaving on the 9th. So school ends on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gone.
Like, before you came here for being an international student, have you ever visited the U.S. before that?
I was here in 2001, so like 6 months. I was here for I was in Iowa for 9/11, which, you know, for Americans is... You're in America for 9/11, yeah, so are we, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for Romanians, it's like, oh my God, you were there for 9/11, you know. So, I was 5. I didn't know why people were crying. It was sad. Yeah. So, yeah.
Has there been anything severe like that in Romania?
We've had the revolution, like, to get our communism back in 1989. Recently, we had, like, no bombings, no shootings. But recently, we've had, like, a huge protests. Like, a million people were out in the streets. So, yeah.
I'm still continuing this interview.
Okay, we got, like, the follow-up questions to the follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Like, here in the U.S., for the past few years, school shootings have been a major thing. Is that a thing that happens in Romania?
No. See, I realize that there's two things you can get in America. Like, anywhere. You can get them anywhere. No offense. Drugs and guns. You know, I mean, I've had people come to me, you know, and I mean, I choose to believe I don't look like a drug addict. You know, but they come to me, hey, do you want some dope? It's really cheap. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't do drugs, you know. But back home, it's really hard to get hard drugs and guns. Like, you don't get them, you know.
And here they give them out. And
in here, hey, election day, here, have a gun. I'm sorry.
I say worse about this country, like, every day.
But, no, you can't really get guns anywhere. Like, yeah, there's violence, but
yeah.
It's not like that. Yeah.
That's all I got?
Yeah. I ran out of questions, like, halfway through this. Are there any, like, I see it on your page, but, it's a little biased, but are there any, like, LGBT rights in Romania at all? Like, marriage, anything?
There are, but, I actually think they kind of, I don't know, like, it's just like the black movement here, you know? I mean, I agree with your rights, you know, but I think back home they kind of overreact, you know? Like, it's not like we're equal. It's like it became something like we're better than you, you know? And I'm like, look, I don't attack your beliefs, you don't attack mine, you know, we're all equal. But yeah, it's, they're kind of overreacting right now.
They're dicks, basically.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. I haven't met all of them, but...
Just went around with every single gay.
So can same-sex marriage... Is that a thing in Romania? Or is that illegal?
It's not legal. Like, but there's a lot of people that actually, like, same-sex marriage, that live together, you know, are together. And I mean, they're not being judged, you know, but it's... Like, we have a problem with gypsies back home. They thought they were being discriminated, and now they discriminate us. It's kind of the same thing, you know. So, I don't know, I believe in we're all equal, you know. I don't judge you, you don't judge me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, if what you're doing isn't hurting me or hurting yourself, why should I care?
Exactly. So
we're all on the same page here.
Are we talking gypsies as in like blood gypsies or like legit gypsies?
What do you mean blood gypsies?
I'm not even sure what you mean.
There were like two different gypsies. Like gypsies actually move around a lot.
What is a gypsy?
Okay. I'm confusing myself now.
Okay, let's put it this way, and this is going to sound kind of racist, but our gypsies are your black people. You know? Like... I'm not saying all of them. Like, don't get me wrong. There's some hard-working gypsies out there. But many of them live in, like, ghettos.
Uh-huh.
Have many kids.
Yes.
Steal a lot. Feel really discriminated. Like, it's annoying because there's high school that's really hard to get into. Like, you need a really good GPA. But there's special places for gypsies. Like, no matter their grades, you know, they're like, if you're a gypsy, you just get in. And I'm like, look, I work hard for my seat, you know. Why does he get it for free just because of his nationality, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But there's some of them that actually work. They're good people.
So, like, here, it's the law. You have to go to high school and all that good stuff. Your kids have to go to school. Like, they don't have to go to college, but they at least have to go to school. And hopefully get, like, a GED or a diploma. Is that how it is in Romania? Or it's just...
No. Like, I worked at a foundation for survivors of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part was working with kids. And that had been trafficked for prostitution, mainly. And, They some of them were 16 and they had never gone to school a day in their life, you know. So, to try to teach a 15, 14, 16-year-old, you know, to read, to write, you know, if they didn't get any education by then, you know, they don't have the patience, they don't have the, you know, so. Yeah.
Is that a common thing in Romania?
It is, actually. It is. Like, I don't know. It's a common thing, but it's kind of something we sweep under the rug, you know? We don't talk about it.
Like, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. But I think it's a big deal here, too.
Yeah.
I really doubt as big, but, I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Like, I think from what I've heard, it's pretty big here, too.
Yeah.
Like, I know we couldn't go on a road trip because of it. Still salty. Still salty.
Yeah.
So, are there, like, any goals you plan on doing or, like, activities you ever want to do when you're in the U.S.? Like, go to a Six Flags or eat at an In-N-Out burger?
I went to Six Flags.
You did?
I loved it.
Which one? Like, the one in Texas?
The one in Texas, yeah. I went to Six Flags. I had a corn dog.
All you needed.
Yeah, just you know, it's a cliche, because, you know, if you're born and raised here, it's like the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for a foreigner, it's like, oh my god, I've seen this stuff in movies, you know? So, yeah, and, like, big portions of food, like, I mean, they're huge. I can never finish a portion. Yeah. So,
is there a place you want to visit, like Mount Rushmore or the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls?
I want to go to Colorado.
Just want to go to Colorado?
I just want to see the woods in Colorado.
I know actually quite a few cool places in Colorado. There's one where it's like, it was built all by people who were prisoners, who mm-hmm. were on death row. So like a little one-way road, which I scared the crap out of my mom on it. She's terrified of heights. And then there's the Million Dollar Highway, which I don't remember why it's Million Dollar, but it's Million Dollar Highway. But like, there's a lot of cool things up there. I think you'd really enjoy Colorado. Mm-hmm. I'm going this summer with my dad.
Sweet.
Yeah. And when'd you go to Six Flags? Max, I recently went too, first time. So.
October, I think.
Yeah, October.
I've never been to an actual roller coaster. I was like, oh my god, I was so sick. But I was like, again, yay, again.
So you say Colorado? Is there a specific town like Denver? Or?
I'm telling you, I want to see the woods.
You just want to walk through it.
I want to see a cop smoking weed. That's like life goal.
I don't know if you'll get to see that. He might not be on duty. If you're okay with him being like off duty, I think you might see it.
You might get to see that.
We know people.
Good to know. Good to know.
Very druggy town. Somebody got caught smoking weed in like the locker room.
What?
Yeah. And they were also selling it there too.
Wow.
They're all idiots. It's fine. Like, the amount of alcohol brought to our school was astronomical. Passing around a Mountain Dew senior year full of, what was it? No, that was a junior class.
It was our senior year, though.
Yeah. Just Mountain Dew bottle full of, like, freaking, I don't remember what it was.
Just passing it around the entire class.
I tried to give the entire school mono. Didn't work.
Yeah, every time I got sick, I tried spreading it to as many people as I could.
Wow. I don't know if that's legal.
Wait, so that's a good point. Like, here, we usually do, like, in high school, like, senior skip days and, like, senior pranks and things like that. Do you guys do that in Romania?
That's basically what we do.
Every day?
Every day, all throughout school. I mean, I remember I climbed on, like, there was, like, a staircase, you know, like, a stairs, and I just climbed on the school, and I heard the dude was like, stop! Stop! I'm like, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I did not. I just climbed up and went down the other way, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
So you're a bit of a little rebel back home.
Yeah, I mean, graffiti. Climb the building.
Sounds
like you are.
You can turn off the recording if you want to tell it to me.
But yeah. So.
We're the most trouble we are because we don't sleep, so.
I went to bed at 1:30 last night.
I was going to ask you, were there any stereotypes that you thought of, like, Americans or anything like that before you came? Or, like, of people in Oklahoma that have, like, rednecks
living in teepees? How many of them are true?
Living up to your pre-existing stereotypes.
I don't think you want to hear them.
No, we're open. I'm open.
That's why I asked.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not even from here, so go ahead.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana, so.
Slash Hawaii.
So you just.
I'm not a southern.
About Americans, the fact that obesity is actually a big deal here, and it's starting to become a big deal back home, but I kind of get why, like, I always make fun with my boyfriend. I'm like, you know, food like this is why my favorite jeans don't fit me anymore. It's because, I mean, it's huge, like, you know, just give me a cheeseburger. Bam, here's a cheeseburger, you know? So, like, the food and, I don't know, Oklahoma, my brother told me when I left to not come back. He won't accept me back in Romania if I come back using y'all and howdy.
I'd say howdy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think I've ever said howdy.
So,
my grandfather did. But he was from Texas.
Yeah. So just cowboy boots and hats, and I honestly, I swear, I thought that was a movie thing. I didn't actually think I would come to Oklahoma and actually see people in cowboy boots in the summer. Like, I'm like, oh my god, that's actually
your dad owns.
Yes, yes, it is.
Have you never been to a rodeo since you've been here?
No, I don't plan it. I don't like
country music. A rodeo.
I don't like country music.
It's okay, I don't either.
I grew up here. And my boyfriend, you know, he was born and raised in, like, this small town, you know. I always tell him he's a hillbilly. And he's like, I'm not a hillbilly. I'm like, yeah. You know, he likes cowboy boots and hats and... Mm-hmm. But he doesn't wear them when he's around me. Because I hate them. So, yeah. That's...
Good thing I left the cowboy boots at home. Thought about wearing them today. Good thing I didn't.
Your cowboy boots are being held together by duct tape.
No, the other one.
Wait, no. Are those still made?
Yeah. Did you know there's actually a difference between hillbillies, rednecks, and just country people?
I've been told... There is. I haven't noticed it yet, no. Because I don't know. Like, if I look at someone, I don't know if he's a redneck, a hillbilly, or just a, you know.
I mean, hillbillies, aren't they usually on crack? That's what I've seen.
I've just assumed they're all the same. Rednecks are like, more like working people. Like, also stupid. My brother's one.
Aren't rednecks the one with Brandy, bring me my spitting bucket?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is. And then just country, like, the people who wear the cowboy boots and the hats, they're more, like, just in the country. Mm-hmm. Now, if you see shorts and cowboy boots, then you know it's a redneck.
Overalls.
Oh, my
God. Do you see a lot of those?
Here?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been to, no.
Ooh. And Dad wears overalls, like, every single day.
Wow. Does he wear sandals and socks?
No.
No. That's like a dad thing to do. My dad does. I'm like, Dad, I'm not going to be seen in public with you like that. Yeah. It's a dad thing.
Yeah, he just wears his cowboy hat, overalls, oh, and his boots.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, do we have like family members that's the same? Like, my dad's like cowboy boots. Normal pants, though.
Mm.
We at least get normal pants. And a cowboy hat. Yeah, nobody sees my dad's legs. They are as pale as this, and if they get out in the sun, they burn in a second. I like her.
I'm the same.
Do you get red,
Jason?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I don't.
I used to not burn, but I got put on this medication that just, like, I don't know, it's like a fever, so...
So, like, here, a lot of people express themselves in, like, different ways, like, short hair, or, like, crazy hair, or piercings, and tattoos. Is it really common like that in Romania? Or is it more traditional because...
You gotta think, we're, like, the mother country of vampires. So, we have a lot of weirdos. And it's like, if you want to see weirdos, you go to a place where weirdos hang around, you know? So, like, depending on where you go, and I think that's everywhere, you know what kind of people you're going to see, you know? But, like, we have vampires, you know, the kind that just do something to their teeth, make them pointy. And, like, just... A lot of piercing, green,
like
purple
punk rock,
hair. Yeah.
Leather,
chains. Punk rock, goth, rap.
I think I'd fit in there.
We have a lot of people. Just depending on what you like. And there's this thing, you know, where you have, like, hooks, and they basically stick those in your back, mm-hmm. and you basically just hang. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I can't talk about. Apparently, that's a pretty big deal. Like, I've never seen it live. Never plan on seeing it live. But apparently, it's a big deal. Yeah. Oh, long does this have to be? Because
it was just like
good.
I don't know, we're done. If you guys are all chill with like the questions,
yeah,
go get some coffee or tea.